From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block, and we begin this hour with Afghanistan. In a moment, I'll talk with the former Afghan ambassador to the U.S. In September, he was ordered by the Afghan government to leave his post. But first, we're going to hear about the complications facing American efforts to rebuild Afghanistan through civilian programs. The programs are part of a larger strategy to flood the country with good governance, paid for with American money. But as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul, it's proved impossible to spend that much money without raising serious concerns about waste.
This year, the budget for USAID in Afghanistan has jumped to $3.4 billion. The money goes towards governance, education, agriculture, health, and infrastructure. But inevitably, a lot of that money also goes towards security for the programs in Afghanistan, especially for non-Afghan staff. In one case, that included accommodating the staff of a program here at the Serena, Kabul's only five-star hotel, which charges over $400 a night. All of the foreign staff on a rule of law project run by a contractor called Tetra Tech DPK stayed in the hotel for 5 months. That, among many other things, pushed Farid Osman, a consultant on the project, to quit and talk to NPR about what he called waste and incompetence.
I was tasked with implementing this project. It's a $35 million rule of law formal sector project. The focus was anywhere but trying to implement the contract.
Osman, an Afghan-American, said the group focused more on Kabul's expat nightlife scene than on the Afghan legal system. He says while the staff lacked experience, they still commanded salaries over $200,000 a year. After the cost of security and lodging, Osman says, almost nothing remains for helping Afghans.
A loaded cost for having one person there. You're talking anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 a day, including their daily rate, their lodging, security, etc. Percentage-wise, the first year for this contract, we had $15 million allotted for it. And clearly, to me at least, 92% was going to security and salaries for expats.
The communications advisor for DPK deferred comment to USAID, which issued a statement read by spokesman Mark Dillon.
The amounts budgeted by DPK for security and personnel costs are comparable to our other programs.
USAID said that the DPK program spent something more like 11% on security and 33% on salaries. DPK moved out of the five-star hotel a few days ago. But Osman says for all the expense, the rule of law program hasn't delivered anything. He says all the company did was spend tens of thousands of dollars for rule of law kite-flying festivals, giving away kites to Afghan children with anti-corruption slogans written on them. Farid Osman.
So what has it delivered? So far, just kites and comic books to people who can't read and write and who are desperate and are looking up to us for leadership and for a way forward to generate some hope.
This project constitutes a tiny fraction of the USAID funding in Afghanistan, much of which supports aid groups that have worked in the country for decades. But the issue of aid and accountability has become sensitive, especially as Afghans hear that billions are being spent, but they don't feel their lives have improved, says Martin Van Beilert of the Kabul-based Afghan Analysts Network.
So there's a lot of anger about that, and actually to announce how much you've spent to prove how much you're doing in the country only makes people more angry.
Van Beilert says much of the money has gone to for-profit development agencies that charge a premium and then subcontract, sometimes to another middleman. By the time it reaches the village level, she says, there's not much left. USAID officials cite numerous oversight bodies, including the Special Inspector General for Afghan Reconstruction, or SIGAR. But audits so far haven't been encouraging. SIGAR's comprehensive review of the $18 billion in reconstruction money spent by the U.S. in Afghanistan from 2007 to 2009 found the bookkeeping has been too poor to be analyzed, leaving it wide open to fraud and waste. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.